I was there just last week. I had friends in town and took advantage. I had to be up in Snowmass, went and visited Danny and saw the facility. And yes, last week.
And what are your observations?
I'm happy with the improvements. I've seen some very good things. The straw for the dog, that's always been a concern. Are the dogs warm enough at night? So straw was put in the dog houses. An open area was set up for dogs that are up for adoption. So if you're looking to adopt a dog, please consider a Kablooning dog. They're wonderful. They make great pets. It's a process, but I saw some really good things along the lines of the open area for the adopted dogs.
I mean, what's your level of comfort with the changes that have taken place so far? Do they meet a lot of your concerns?
Yes, it's a process. When Voices set out, there was a list of things we had designated, we had concerns about, and we were very disappointed that when the Snowmass Council signed the lease with Dan McEachin in 2006, that there was no regard for any of these criteria in the lease. Breeding, euthanasia, identification of the dogs, exercise, et cetera, et cetera. We had a whole list. Danny and Gina have used that as a model to a degree to try to make these changes. So we are seeing improvements in these areas. As I said, identification of the dogs. That has taken place now. The dogs are ID'd. Spaying and neutering. They are working with the Aspen Animal Shelter, and the dogs, we have a big percentage of them spayed and neutered. None of this was ever done before. You know, we still have to talk through some other issues such as breeding and the guidelines for euthanasia, but things are moving in the right direction. At this point, all we can do is we have to accept Danny and Gina now own this business. You know, and I think it's a tough situation in a sense that getting a feel of the vibe of the community, some people didn't want that. They wanted it closed. It's difficult because, you know, there's some resentment that it's open. And I think, you know, Danny and Gina have to have a little bit of patience with the community and respect that, you know, there's 40 years of controversy here and some community members just aren't, they need time to adapt. On the other end of the spectrum, though, I would say to the community members, we are what we are. Danny and Gina are the owners now, and they have to give them a chance, due diligence to see if they, the fruits of their labor, that they can care for these dogs. And so far, they're off to a good start.
You've said there's a big picture here to keep in mind.
I would say let's appreciate the history here and have some perspective. This is a process, and you know, the two things that always keep coming to mind are patience and education. You know, we would welcome the opportunity to have the community both go up there and get educated about what they're doing. We also would ask Danny and Gina to educate the public, take advantage of forums, take advantage of time to speak in the community, take advantage of using Voices as a medium to speak to the public. Being understandable as well that there are going to be some people, no matter what you tell them, just aren't going to accept it. But the majority of people, I think, will. They know the majority of people are reasonable. They can accept change as long as you make efforts to do good things. And I think if Danny and Gina, you know, as I said, the fruits of their labor will speak for themselves over time. It's early in the process. They've only been the owners for, what, 2 weeks or the lease? So I think everyone has to take a deep breath and just give it some time on both ends. And regarding Snowmass Village, I think it's important that people of the council realize they have to look back at the mistakes that were made in the past, that they didn't accept accountability for putting things in the lease. And they'll have this opportunity now to correct that when they have the opportunity to put a new lease together, should they so decide to do a long-term lease. They can rectify mistakes from the past by putting good language in there about breeding, about euthanasia, about whatever, chaining, et cetera. Guidelines can be put in, working with the owners, working with people who understand the business, working with, I'd be delighted if they would ask me for my input. So I think we can do some good things.
And you've said that you've heard from people in the community here and there, almost kind of randomly, with their questions and follow-ups about this issue now in recent months.
Yeah, we get it all the time. You know, people know who I am and know my involvement. So I always get the question, is it okay to go there now? Is it, you know, I try to look at it from a personal view and from a representative, so to speak, an organization that's tried to raise the standards of care over the year. My personal view is I like Danny, I like Gina, and I wanted to say, give them a chance, go see. And obviously, as the representative of an organization that's tried to raise standards of care, it's more of a, so to speak, a political view. I still have to say, it's all about the dogs, standards of care rising, and as long as those things continue to happen, we have to support their efforts. right now things are good and improving. It's a process, though. We're not all the way there yet, and we shouldn't be all the way there yet because they've just taken over ownership. So we still have to have a little bit of a wait-and-see outcome and be patient. But I think, you know, compared to where we were a year ago, I think everyone would acknowledge some good things are happening.
Well, Bill Fabbricini, thanks so much for taking the time to talk.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.